This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Now, it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, in-your-face anti-tax warrior, American May, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to a really good shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say. This is War Now on USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, warrior for truth, justice in the American way, and always American exceptionalism. You're a capitalist evangelist, American made, and proud of it. That's the most important thing. Can't find a war like this anywhere else except the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegals. And Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. They make it all possible. They write the big checks, so you don't have to. Thank you, Tangible Investments. Everybody gets to listen free because of you being among the first 100 callers right now. At the start of hours one or two. Right now, it's the start of hour two, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East. Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1. I want to play a couple of clips from President Trump, and then we'll get some callers. Let's play, hey, Mike, give me clip number three, President Trump talking about sanctuary cities today. Very important.
My administration is also confronting things called sanctuary cities that shield dangerous criminals. And every day, sanctuary cities release illegal immigrants, and drug dealers, traffickers, and gang members back into our communities. They're protected by these cities. And you say, what are they doing? They're safe havens for just some terrible people. Some terrible people. And they're making it very dangerous for our law enforcement officers. You see it all the time. As the people of New Hampshire have learned firsthand, ending sanctuary cities is crucial to stopping the drug addiction crisis. I'm repeating my call on Congress to block funds for sanctuary cities and to close the deadly loopholes that allow criminals back into our country and into our country in the first place.
And clip number four, President Trump talking about Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown. Clip four.
I think Governor Brown's done a very poor job running California. They have the highest taxes in the United States. The place is totally out of control. You have sanctuary cities where you have criminals living in the sanctuary cities. And then the mayor of Oakland goes out and notifies when ICE is going in to pick them up. And many of them were criminals with criminal records and very dangerous people. You would say dangerous people. And no, I think the governor's doing a terrible job running the state of California.
Don't forget the feces. Don't forget the drug needles on the ground. They had some group of scientists who walked around San Francisco and Los Angeles, and they checked the foul, disgusting feces, urine, and used drug needles on the ground, and they compared it with the worst cities in the worst slums in the world, in places like Africa and Latin America, and they found that it's dirtier by far. The disease is worse in the big cities of California than they are in the wilds of Africa. in the worst cities in Kenya, they don't compare to the filth on the ground in San Francisco. So next time you take a simple walk on a holiday trip or a business trip in San Francisco, when you come back to the hotel room, you probably want to take your shoes off and call downstairs, maybe if in the lobby, grab a plastic bag and walk upstairs, put your shoes in a plastic bag, then call downstairs to the lobby and ask a bellhop to come up and tell him to burn your shoes. Because once you let the shoes into your room, that filth is on your floor. Microscopic feces, urine, and filth-addicted needles and disease. And don't forget, you might pack your sneakers into your suitcase on the way home. And it's sitting with all your clothes and everything else, maybe even have food and water in there. And all of it is filled with feces and urine and disease. That's now the streets of Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, worse than the streets of Mumbai and Kenya and wherever else you're comparing it to. Nice job, Jerry Brown. Really nice job. I also want to make sure that I let you know that President Trump says the 2018 elections need to focus on taxes and the Democrats' dangerous positions on immigration. Now, Trump generally has a really good gun instinct, and I'm with him on both. The entire election should come down to who do you want running the economy, these crazy people who destroyed you for 8 years under Obama and produced the worst GDP in the history of America since George Washington, worse than the Great Depression, the people who want to now repeal the taxes and give all of you all the money you got, you have to give back. And you have to pay higher taxes than ever before and destroy the economy, or do you want Donald Trump? So that's number one. And number two is immigration, immigration, immigration. Just bring up all the scenes of San Francisco and Los Angeles and the lawless people and the lawless governor of California and his comments and the lawless Oakland mayor and her comments warning ICE, warning the illegals that ICE is coming, and show the picture of the gal who just got appointed a lawyer, an illegal immigrant lawyer, illegal alien lawyer, who's appointed to an official state position managing money, just making decisions about taxpayer money in the state of California. Make it all about whether you want this country to be about illegals and foreigners, or you want it to be about Americans making decisions about America. We elected Trump for America first. But can you even imagine that California believes we're second-class citizens because we're born here and we pay the taxes and we work every day and all our money should go to illegal aliens, to their drug habits, to their medical bills, to their hospital stays, to their prison, to the cops needed for them, to the prison guards, to the prison cell, to their kids in school, to their free health care, to their Obama phones, to their welfare and their food stamps, all of our... $145 million in bribes to the Clinton Foundation's offshore accounts, so they knew how corrupt the Clinton Foundation was. They knew how dirty Bill Clinton was. They paid him $500,000 for one speech, and God knows how many other bribes he got over the years. They also knew how dirty Hillary was. The Russians are internet hackers extraordinaire. They surely knew Hillary used an illegal personal server. They surely read all 33,000 of her deleted emails. They probably got them. When she pressed delete, guess who already had them? The Russians. They surely intercepted thousands of classified documents from Hillary involving national security of America. From reading them, they surely knew Hillary fixed the primary versus Bernie Sanders. And they knew she set up Trump. And the Russians knew Hillary paid for a fake dossier to frame Trump. Heck, Hillary's law firm paid the Russians for it. I'll bet the Russians know who killed DNC staffer Seth Rich. The Russians knew everything, and they know everything. They knew where all Hillary's bodies were buried. Excuse the pun. They had all the dirt on Hillary. Hillary's election was Russia's wildest dream. Russia was dying for Hillary to be elected president. What a perfect blackmail scheme. Hillary was the most perfect blackmail candidate in the history of politics. Russia held all the goods over Hillary's head. So guess what happened next? Hillary's mentor, Saul Alinsky, said, always blame the other guy for what you did. Hence, Hillary and the Democrats blamed their Russian collusion scandal on Trump. And here we sit. There it is. I'm the first guy who ever put it together. Number one, it was a Russian scandal to help Hillary win the election. And number two, it was all set up so they could blackmail Hillary and hold it all over her head once she was elected. Do you understand that? That's what it was all about from the beginning. Russians weren't helping Trump win the election. They needed Hillary to win the election because she's the dirtiest person in the history of politics, and they knew every skeleton in her closet because they're the greatest hackers in the world today, the Russians and the Chinese. They knew everything, and they knew they could hold it over her head. Hillary was the greatest blackmail victim ever. Wow. Other big news in the media today. This one is just right up my alley because students storm a library at a college to denounce conservative hate speech. Guess what college? My alma mater, Columbia University. A group of students stormed the Columbia University library Wednesday to protest against the college Republicans for bringing conservative speakers to campus. Most recently, the Columbia University College Republicans group has hosted events featuring Dennis Prager, Ann Coulter, and Anthony Scaramucci. And so they tweeted out Columbia's actions, giving a platform to white supremacists and seeking to punish students for protesting them, was not an isolated incident. Footage filmed by the Columbia Spectator shows members of the Liberation Coalition, bunch of communist scum, occupying the library staircase while holding signs proclaiming, "Decolonize Columbia." Yeah, communist scum. They even use communist ideology. "And divest from white supremacy now." "Dear students," yells one student, "dear students, what is anti-black racism? Can any student in the room right now tell me what anti-black racism is? Ivy League, how does anti-black racism play a role in what's happening now?" The man goes on to explain what's meant by "decolonize Columbia," explaining decolonization involves paying attention to what happened in the past, paying attention to the land you're standing on, paying attention to the cultures and the people. It involves curriculum, the man says. Almost all of the readings at Columbia are white men, and insisting that professors should assign an equitable amount of literature from marginalized people, black people, women of color, trans people, wait for it, trans people. Now the history of America are people with both vaginas and penises. This country is so screwed up with these liberal losers at places like Columbia, my alma mater, the most commie school in America other than maybe Berkeley. They're probably tied for communist U. The People's Republic of Berkeley and the People's Republic of Columbia. When I went there, they were all commies, and obviously nothing has changed. Disgusting, leftist, radical, communist losers. We'll be right back. War Now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. you.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. We're now USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, relentless patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made, and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else except the good old US of A. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 AM. 790 Talk Now AM, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. 790 run, operated, founded by the great Edward Stolz. USA Radio by Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Great people at Tangible Investments. I get emails every day saying I called up, I got my free American Silver Eagle coin. It's beautiful, just like you said, Wayne. It's gorgeous, it's heavy, it's big, it's beautiful. My kids love it, and it made them get excited about starting a coin collection, and they gave it to me free with no questions asked. And that's what you get from Tangible Investments. Be among the first 100 callers, and they will send you absolutely free, no questions asked, an American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. Right now, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. That's Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. This is the most caller-friendly show in America. We'll take your calls from anywhere in the United States at any time, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So I was on a rant when we left about Columbia University and the commies I went to school with.
including one of whom, Barack Obama, was never seen. He's not just a commie, he's a Manchurian candidate, was never there, but he was there. You know, I've never denied that he was on the graduation list. I've never denied that he graduated Columbia University. My denial is, where was he? I don't know where he was. I've never said I knew where he was. I've only stated the truth again and again and again, that I was a political science major. I was pre-law. I graduated Columbia University, 1983. So did Barack Obama. Never saw him. Never heard of him. Never met him. Neither did anybody else. And his own biography, he calls himself a hermit when he was at Columbia. Never had any friends. Hung out and hid in the library, he said. Never met anybody. Never befriended anybody. Except for his roommate off campus, a Pakistani national who sells drugs. Isn't that perfect? That's perfect. Perfect cover for Barack Obama. Perfect guy for him to hang out with. Another freaky drug addict, drug salesman, drug dealer, foreign national. Unbelievable. That's his chosen friends. That's funny. I got through 4 years at Columbia, never met a foreigner. He goes to Columbia and right away he's roommates with a foreigner off campus. Isn't that interesting? A foreign national from Pakistan. I'm sure he was Muslim, right? Obama knew him. I never met a Muslim in 4 years at Columbia. I never met a foreigner in 4 years at Columbia. Interesting. I just met good old-fashioned American white people and American black people and a couple of Hispanics along the way. I never saw any foreigners in Columbia. I never saw any Muslims in Columbia. I never saw any Pakistani nationals. Obama happened to be right in the middle of all of them. Interesting. And yet, he was never in class. Interesting. Why not? How did he graduate? I don't know. How did he get in? Everyone knows he had a horrible record at Occidental College, and Occidental's a crappy college. I shouldn't say that. That's a terrible thing to say. Occidental's an okay college. It's nothing like Ivy League. You don't transfer from Occidental to Columbia. It just doesn't happen. In those days, it didn't happen. And I even met a guy along the way who was a fellow conservative but had to whisper to me, Wayne, something's wrong. They all have to whisper. When you're at Columbia or New York City, you have to whisper, something's wrong with Obama's story. And so he said, you know, Wayne, I got to tell you, my buddy is involved with students who transfer into Columbia. He said, you know how many students in the United States of America transferred to Columbia last year, like Obama supposedly did? Three. I was at the 30th reunion of Columbia. That's what he told me. There were three students in the United States allowed to transfer into Columbia in a year. And all three were like number one in their class at Harvard or Wharton or Princeton or Yale. And Obama was like a D student who smoked pot all day at Occidental, an average college in Los Angeles, and he was able to transfer into Columbia. Really. And then nobody ever saw him again. Really. Interesting story. But, you know, he was certainly at home there with a Pakistani national. And in his book, he said he hung out. Mostly he went to Communist Party meetings. He called them Socialist Party meetings at Cooper Union and Union Square. Perfect. So Obama put just enough facts in his book to make it sound realistic, right? Because you can't really argue that he was smoking a lot of pot and hanging out at Communist Party meetings. That sounds like Obama. At an off-campus roommate, an off-campus apartment with a Pakistani national roommate who sold drugs. I mean, that's just enough truth that you could actually believe Obama was at Columbia. But someone's got to explain to me how come I never saw him. But all right, I segue off of the real topic, which is Columbia's filled with communist retreads like Obama. Radical nutcases like Obama. And except he went on to become president of the United States. And now they want to call anyone who's a Republican a white supremacist. Can you imagine the cow they're going to have when Wayne Root appears at Columbia? National radio host, national TV host, conservative Wayne Alla Root at Columbia. Reagan-Trump conservative Wayne Root at Columbia. Can you imagine? They're going to have hemorrhages, strokes. Their brains will explode. Because I'm one of them. They keep having people that didn't go to Columbia. I don't think Dennis Prager went to Columbia. I don't think Ann Coulter went to Columbia. I know Anthony Scaramucci didn't go to Columbia. Wayne Root's the most conservative guy in America, and I went to Columbia. Oh, it's going to be fun.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Arizona and Colorado teachers donned red shirts and descended upon their respective capitals for a second straight day of protests. This teacher says something has to be done with her salary.
I taught the last 9 years without a raise. In fact, my take-home pay went down. So, yeah, it's absolutely imperative that we get this done.
The average teacher's salary in Arizona is just under $43,000. A judge is confining Bill Cosby to his suburban Philadelphia home until the comedian is sentenced on sexual assault charges. The judge also ordered that Cosby wear a GPS monitoring device, and he can only leave his house with permission to meet with his attorneys or to get medical treatment. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended today down 11 points to close the week at 24,311. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
University. You know what I left out? They're not just all communists, they're all hypocrites because they're all rich kids. And they walk around all day long with their white guilt and their rich guilt, talking about how much they hate white people and rich people. But they're all the same. Great video out today. If you haven't seen it, go to the Gateway Pundit. Liberals. In that district where these liberals are in a school classroom, they voted just under 90% for Hillary Clinton. And you get to watch the video as all these liberals, particularly liberal women, lose their minds when the school announces plans to bring in more black kids. And I've been saying this for years. Find me a liberal, I'll find you someone who lives in a doorman building with all white people. Find me a liberal, I'll show you someone who lives behind gates or walls. Find me a liberal, I'll show you somebody who drives around in limousines with armed bodyguards. I'll find you someone who flies around in private jets. You know, the guy who runs Starbucks, the guy who owns Starbucks, was telling everybody they should hire Muslims. He's never seen a Muslim. He's got a $50 million home on the beach in Hawaii, and he's got like six $50 million skyscraper homes in Manhattan. I'm not making that up. That's really what he owns. He's never seen a person of color, black, Hispanic, other than cleaning his toilet bowls. Liberals like that have never seen a person who isn't white. They don't go to clubs or there anyone who isn't white. They don't belong to tennis clubs or anyone who isn't white. They don't play golf at a place. Everyone is white. They go out to eat. Everybody's white. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. They're the biggest hypocrites in the whole world. And really what it is they're announcing plans to bring in more kids who are underperforming. And so the headline says black kids. Well, it just so happens, I guess they're saying black kids are underperforming in school. Minority students. They're going to bus in lower-income minority students into their local schools. And these people are losing their minds. And they're all white liberals who voted for Hillary Clinton. Isn't that perfect? All right. This segment is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare is the greatest. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to a maximum of $449 a month for a family, no matter how many kids you have. 1, 5, 20, it doesn't matter. $449 a month. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. Thank you for saving me $36,000 over a two-year period. You are a godsend. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. Join the same group that Wayne Root belongs to, and let me tell you, it's so much better than health insurance. It's like a breath of fresh air, libertyhealthshare.org. Matthew Schiff's my guest. Schiff Happens is the name of the segment. One of my oldest and dearest friends. Well, he's one of my oldest friends, but he's my dearest friend. One of the funniest people around and a visionary. He sees trends way before anyone else. We have him on the show to go over some stories that are just out of this world stories that are hard to even visualize as being true. But sometimes real life is wilder than anything you could make up in a fictional Hollywood screenplay. So Matthew Schiff, without further ado, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's going on, bro? You said to bring it. I'm going to bring it. I got some stories that are just from another part of the universe, so I'm just going to get started. Our good friends at Yale University, lefties, you know, there are enough problems in the world. So basically what the scientists at Yale did is they decapitated a bunch of pigs. They took their brains out, and they kept them artificially alive for 3 days. What they did is they pumped their organs with oxygen-rich artificial blood, And these poor creatures' brains were able to be kept alive for a few days in the hopes eventually humankind can live perpetually. When everybody like you, I guess there's some really, you know, crazy rich guy who wants his brain taken out, put under glass, and kept alive and interfaced with a computer. That is so the Waltons, and I'm sure that's how the Almighty had intended it.
So let me get this straight. In the future, they think mankind will enjoy living without a brain in their body? Is that what this is about?
No. What happens is the body dies because it gets old and it has diseases. And the thinking is if we can take out the head and the brain and keep it under glass in a fish tank or something and keep it alive, they can interface it with a computer. You can have all the knowledge of computer and your consciousness will be kept alive indefinitely. Which is just, you know, a fantastic, you know, quality of life.
And maybe they're looking for brain, you know, same way you have heart surgery, right? Heart replacement, liver replacement, or kidney replacement. I guess, you know, you could do a brain replacement. If they could keep the brain alive separate from your body, then they could transplant that brain to another person's body. And then it becomes, of course, you know, kind of strange moral issues. Why? Because you have a better brain than they do? I don't know. They want your brain? I don't know, but... Wow, wild stuff, weird stuff. All right, go ahead, next story.
Maybe you found a solution. When you go, we can take your brain and we can transplant it to the people on the Upper West Side who don't want kids that need math help in their schools. And if they're thinking like you, you know, maybe you let a few of them in. I don't know. You're probably...
Yeah, I turn out to be more liberal than the liberals. How about that? Because liberals are hypocrites. They're all hypocrites. It's unbelievable. It's easy to say, you know, be nice to poor people when you've never lived around one in your life and you never will live around one in your life. So it's easy to say, homeless people, take care of them when you're not living amongst them. It's easy to say, bring in more Muslim refugees when they don't ship them to the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side. They ship them to some, you know, rural town in the middle of Kansas. But I think we should ship them to Georgetown and the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side and Beverly Hills. Ship them to Scarsdale and Great Neck. All the Muslim refugees should go to Scarsdale and Great Neck. Let's see how the liberals like that. You know, they don't want it in their backyard, but they want it just in your backyard. All right, next story, Matthew Schiff.
University of Utah. I just have a couple of things to say about the students, the snowflakes at University of Utah. I have an algebra test. Guess what they build them? Build them what's called... So.
No, go ahead, shoot. I know what they built him. Because I just read the story, and I was going to make it one of my big stories today. They gave him, like, a place they could cry, a room for a place to cry.
Yeah, right? A cry closet. I have an algebra test. I can't hang with him.
Can you imagine? No. These aren't kids in kindergarten or first grade. They're college students, and they want to cry in public. Can you imagine what losers these colleges are creating for the real world? If you cry in front of your boss in the real world, you're fired, man. Nobody has respect for you. You're done. You're finished. You're a joke. Nobody wants you in the sales room if you cry.
By the way, I don't mean to wax personally, but my ex-wife used to go on job interviews and get choked up and cry. And you know what? She remained unemployed forever.
That's why she's an ex-wife.
Crying just, yeah. By the way, guys, all you guys who think it's cool to cry in front of women, too, unless there's a catastrophe in your life, that is a sham. Do not, the world ever, does not necessarily ever love crying. I'm telling you.
No, women claim they love sensitive men. Any man I've ever seen act sensitive in front of a woman is usually unemployed or dateless the next night. So, you know, unemployed. I meant divorced or dateless the next night. If you cry at work, you won't have a job the next day. You'll be unemployed. So crying is vastly overrated. you can't cry in the real world. It doesn't work, man.
Yeah, crying don't cut it, man. Crying
don't
cut it.
You have a cry room for college students at the University of Utah. Isn't that interesting? And that's Utah.
Yeah.
It's not like this is Columbia University with the commies. This is Utah, where it's supposed to be conservatives and Mormons, religious people. Wow. Strange stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Donnie and Marie in the cry closet. I don't think so. number three. The Pope. The Pope is pro-exorcism. The Pope thinks exorcism is no biggie. It's a lot like brushing your teeth. He was quoted last week in the Vatican saying exorcisms are a great way to fight evil. It's a great way to escape the power of sin. And the whole key to a really strong, healthy exorcism is to be baptized. And he's all for it. He's, you know, he says exorcisms are on the rise. They're training exorcists. And it's a fantastic way to fight evil. Maybe we can get a couple of exorcists on the Upper West Side, the Upper East Side, and we can attack the problem that way. I don't know. Maybe the solution are a lot of exorcism.
Hey, listen, the more I read about this Pope, the more I realize what a fraud and what a commie he is. It's unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I've always loved the Catholic religion. I've always respected Catholicism. And I've always loved and respected the Pope. And I got to tell you, this Pope is terrible. He's awful. He's a Pope that's turning off every good Christian in America, every good Catholic in America. Doesn't even want to go to church anymore. That's the church numbers of people going to church, Catholic church, down dramatically under this Pope because he's turning everyone off. He's a commie. He's terrible. It's a Pope who doesn't even believe in the things that God believes in. You know, it's just like it's called heresy, right? When you don't even believe what your own religious order believes in. Very strange situation.
Heresy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Catholic Church was one of the pillars, one of the mainstays, you know, against abortion and alternative lifestyles. And she's dealt a massive blow to that. No two ways about it. She's gotten involved politically where she's got no business being whatsoever.
Yeah. Listen, I love religion. I love the Catholic Church. I'm a very spiritual person, and I just hope they find a new pope soon, because this guy is hurting them and tearing them down. Just terrible. I can't even remember the story I covered. It was about a month ago, and it was just so clear that everything he believed in was opposite what his own church believes in. You know, and this guy's the representative of the church. Very scary stuff. Hey, Matt, you hear the music, so we're headed out. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. I want to keep going with the stories. Lots of great stories from Matthew Schiff, my old buddy, lifelong buddy. How do people reach you, Matt, if they want to say hi to you?
MattyDSchiff77@gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
All right, MattyDSchiff77@gmail.com. And when we get back, more from Matt Schiff in a segment we call Schiff Happens, because around here, a lot of Schiff happens. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, my website, RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I read all my own emails. Love to hear from you. And you can also find my books at Amazon.com. Murder of the Middle Class, Angry White Male, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, and The Power of Relentless. Be right back at you. Warren Al. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now, because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You heard me talking about the NFL draft yesterday. The draft continues today. Rounds 2 and 3, my Dallas Cowboy Jason Witten announced he's retiring as tight end, the greatest tight end in the history of the Cowboys, and one of the two greatest tight ends in the history of football. And he's going into the booth for Monday Night Football. Jason Witten of the Dallas Cowboys, congratulations, joins the Monday Night Football booth. Tony Romo, of course, in the CBS booth for CBS football. I mean, all the Cowboys retired are great things, man. Multi-million dollar, high-profile positions. Very, very cool. Congratulations. But what a blow to the Cowboys. My gosh, they've got to pick a tight end now. All right, away from football, back to Matt Schiff. Segment we call Schiff Happens with some of the wildest stories in the news and on the Internet. Matthew Schiff, let's go to story number 4, my friend.
Now, you and I have had this discussion about 30 times in our life. When I was younger, I suffered from depression living in New York, and I think a lot of it was I wasn't exposed to the sun. But one of these amazing statisticians took 2.4 billion Facebook posts and tweets, and he quantified it over the weekend, and he's determined that the average person on Facebook and on Twitter was more depressed by cloudy and rainy weather than a terrorism attack. And they were more depressed than the anniversary of 9/11. So the weather is a massive influence on people's emotion, which we knew. Cloudy weather, bad weather, too high humidity, too cold or too hot bums people out more than being attacked by terrorists.
There you go. Well, that's why I moved to Los Angeles and Malibu and then eventually to Las Vegas. For me, it's not weather as in is it too hot, because it is hot in the summer in Vegas, but 9 months a year, it's beautiful. It's just the sun is always out. I like this. When I wake up in the morning, I am totally happy if the sun's out and the sky's blue, and I'm totally different. I'm totally, unhappy and bummed out if the skies are really, really gray and dark. And so I don't know how people live in a place where it's dark all the time and cold and windy and miserable outside, man. It's always sunny in Las Vegas. It's pretty much always sunny in Los Angeles, too. So those are the two cities I've lived the last 29 years combined, where it's nice and sunny. So I'm with you. But I'll tell you what my reaction is to your story. It's not just weather that makes people unhappy when you study them on Facebook. I think it's Facebook that makes people unhappy and depressed. I'd be willing to bet you $1 million that people on Facebook and Twitter and all these stupid social media, and I'm on them because I have no choice. You have to be if you want to remain relevant and if you want to build a fan base, but it's not good for you. It's not healthy for you. And there's no question that people think if I get a bunch of likes, I'm more important than I was yesterday. 50 more people like me, I'm important. No, you know you're not. It has nothing to do with your importance or your happiness. It's a really sick thing, and that's why we were discussing in the break. Kim Kardashian is tweeting out naked photos of herself, completely naked, other than her hand over her crotch. And you're just like, she's at a point in her life where she's like become so relevant only by doing wild, crazy, and disgusting and outrageous things that she's got to up it a notch each time to get more people to pay attention because they've seen so much nakedness and pornography now that she's got to go like another level for a normal person for anyone to even care about her. And when the day comes where no one cares about her, she's going to be real depressed. So, you know, I'm sure she was before she went naked, 5 minutes ago. So that's a problem. Facebook itself is a problem, in my opinion.
So a person aging who's no longer in the limelight and they have a Facebook page and it's cloudy out, they're on the ledge.
Exactly. That's it. That's it right there. You have
That's the I want to leave the earth triumvirate.
There it is. All right, next story.
Okay. Mexico, completely lost. The drug cartels are running the whole show. I know personally my father had $1 million house on the beach in Ixtapa. The drug cartels came and said, guess what, Mr. Schiff, we're taking your house. And if you don't like it, here's my AK-47, not like the ones in the United States, fully automatic. So I know that the country has gone to these people who are running everything. That really happened.
So an American citizen can own property and it means nothing. They can just take it from you. There's no police. There's no justice system. Nothing. They just take your $1 million house.
This is as interesting as the story. My dad, always a genius businessman. He had two high-end co-ops and he had a 5,000 square foot teak wood house on a 200-yard beach with an infinity pool and sea turtles. And the drug cartels came, shot a bunch of people literally at night. I don't know if they were drug dealers or not. My father had AK-47 fire above his house. And really, the head guy said, we're taking the houses on the beach. The enclave where my dad lived was so cool that Elton John used to party there. And the drug cartels came in and said, we're going to take this house, that house, and this house. And the lucky ones sold their house for pennies on the dollar. And my dad, at the age of 70, had to scurry back to Northern California, and he's never been the same.
Wow. That's Mexico. I don't know why anyone goes on vacation to Mexico. We should not reward
them. They're out of
the thing. We should cut
them
out at the knees.
They are out of their mind because the government will not tell you, and the United States government will not tell you. And the story that I have is a horrendous story. There are three film students that went to a town in Mexico. And a lot of directors in the Oscars, I don't follow it anymore, are from that part of the world. And a local drug cartel got them confused with members of a gang because a lot of these gang members are their age. So they took these three kids, they interrogated them for 5 hours, beat one of them so badly, they just...
Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
There's music, you got to finish up. You got 20 seconds. Finish the story.
Beat them so badly that they killed all three, and then they burned their bodies with acid.
Yeah, that's Mexico. I don't know why anyone allows their kids to go there. I don't know why anyone vacations there. I don't know why anyone would own there. It's ridiculous. Matthew Schiff. Schiff happens. Not only my oldest and dearest friend, but one of the funniest people around, one of the most interesting people around, one of the most thoughtful, deep thinkers, visionaries around. Matt, thanks for the segment. Be good, my friend. Matty Schiff. War Now, USA Radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Evan.